Android App Addicts, episode number 268. This is the show where we talk about Android applications, but it's a special show today. Well, I guess not any more special than any other week, but it's special because it's the Friday Empty the Tank episode, where we basically bring more apps than any other episode in the whole week by a mile. Any apps we didn't get a chance to talk about, we unload on this show, so hopefully you guys can benefit from that and learn about some apps maybe you don't have never heard of before. Let me introduce the co-host and get right into it. First off, I'm Steve Cherubino. Nice to meet y'all. Also joining us, the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podlets.com. What's up, door?
Hey, Steve. My mom told me I was special all the time. Did your mom tell you you were special?
Never.
See, then...
I don't think I ever heard her say that.
There you go. I'm special.
Good for you.
Doctors also told me I was special, too.
You're very special, Dor. Mm-hmm. There's no one like you.
Thank you.
That's a fact. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. If you guys haven't checked out Eric's site, you got to check it out. Completely updated, DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
I think I know what I'm doing in my hotel room all week next week.
What?
Studying, of course.
That's right. You're doing some testing, right?
Or webmastering.
Yeah, that's what you should do. You should redesign Dini Media once again.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about some apps. What do you got for us today, Eric?
I have an audio video type app called Radio Dial.
Ooh, sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I wish I would have had more time to play with it before I brought it to the show, because I don't feel that I've given it its full rundown. But SoundCloud, isn't that one of the EDM places you post your music to, or you listen to other people's?
Yeah, it's SoundCloud. I mean, it's for any kind of music. It's not mainly EDM. It's the YouTube for audio, basically.
Okay, well, this kind of mixes YouTube and SoundCloud together. You type in an artist and it'll start playing a radio station of that artist.
Oh, cool.
And it grabs it from more than just one place. It grabs music from, you know, I guess both places, and it kind of does some fancy stuff with the album art. I didn't actually see it play a video from
YouTube.
From YouTube when it came up to a YouTube song, but it may do that. I don't know. Maybe. Like I said, I'm really new to this app, but
if it gets it from YouTube, I can't see why it wouldn't play the video.
Yeah,
but I'd prefer it not to. To be honest, if I'm just listening to music, I don't want to see the video. If like I have a radio station, like if this is considered a radio station, you know,
right? A lot of people use YouTube as you know, just a quick way to listen to a song,
mm-hmm. big time,
just because it's so easy, yeah. and they're all the songs are there, but. You know, especially if you got data limits and things like that, you don't really need the video if you don't have to.
Exactly. Yep. But the screenshots are showing a Shakira song featuring Rihanna.
Shakira? Right.
You've heard of Shakira, right?
Oh, that I thought it said Shakira. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say she's like probably the biggest star in the world.
So was Britney Spears.
And you found out about her 20 years later.
And she still didn't have any talent.
Yeah, I don't think she's the best either.
Yeah. I would say I love the idea of this app. Just because, not trying to sound dumb. For people who are trying to save on bandwidth, going to YouTube to search for music is uncommonly bandwidth wasting. To search for audio and to get audio, I think, is a really good thing.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, even if it's Shakira.
I want to hear
Shakira. That sounds bad.
I want to hear that Shakira song, to be honest.
Shakira, and who? Shakira?
Wait, who is Shakira with? Dor?
I have no idea. I didn't get that far.
Oh, okay.
Renee?
Renee?
I think it's that girl from.
Renee. Isn't she from the Martin Lawrence show?
Shakira featuring Renee. Only on Podnuts. Mm-hmm. All right.
One thing I will add, it has a little neat way of music discovery too. There's a name for it, but it's got this dial, and you can dial the percentage of different songs that it adds to your mix. Like it starts at 50%, and you can dial it up to 100%, so you always hear different songs that you're not familiar with, or you can turn it back to, you know, like 20%.
That's so cool. I like that idea.
Yeah,
that's a really clever idea. Looks pretty good. I'm going through the screenshots. I'm into it. All right, good one, Eric. What else you got?
Okay. In my ever-loving quest for games that are almost identical to other games, I offer you Sparkle 2. And this game is really similar to...
It's really similar.
Luxor HD.
Oh, I was going to say Sparkle 1.
Probably that too. I never played Sparkle 1. I think Sparkle 2 was a free one of the day because it's $5 in the store.
What is it similar to? I think
this was a Luxor HD, which I brought. And if you look at the screenshots, you'll see it's very similar to it.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a ripoff almost.
Yeah, basically it's one of those where a bunch of marbles are following a track and you have to shoot a colored ball and match three to make it go back.
It's from the same, got to be from the same company, right?
As, I don't know.
As Luxor? It's a blatant rip-off.
10 tons. Luxor's by Mumbo Jumbo.
Oh, you're right.
So now.
Wow. Oh, how is this? Is it good?
Yeah, it's just, it's got some good special effects when they blow up, but yeah, it's the same game.
It looks good. I mean, the graphics are great.
And I'll say, Eric, I've been doing that too. And what I mean by that is every time I look at a game now, I immediately classify it by the game that it's like. Because it's really hard to get a unique game. You know?
Yeah, you don't get a Monument Valley every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That was like Crystal Castles though, wasn't it?
No, it's more like Lemmings on LSD. Yeah.
And well, it doesn't. You don't have followers, though, do you?
Well, if you're on LSD, you might.
Those are tracers, man. Yeah,
I mean, that game was so hard to classify.
And it was 99¢ on Amazon last week.
Yeah.
Monument Valley.
Yeah, there's a sale.
I never played it. It's definitely worth playing, huh? It's a good game.
I bought it. I made it to level 3, and that's as far as I could get. And my son immediately. You know, I'm like, hey, you got to try this game from the beginning so you can check it out. You know, I'm like, this is game of the year kind of stuff. You know, it's like, this is not game of the year. That Call of Duty's new one's going to be game of the year. I'm like, well, check this out. And yeah, he immediately got to level 4, like in 2 minutes. So I'm like, dang it.
That's funny.
But that's the one where you're climbing up castles. It's basically, I don't remember who the artist was, but they're all the optical illusions.
It's the guy who I thought was actually a DJ from the 80s, MC Escher.
MC Escher,
right.
Yes.
Like, right, in MC the show. Escher, what did you say he was?
Oh, I don't know. MC, yeah, I mean, Run DMC, I don't know. For 99 cents, I would just say to anyone, even if you're not a gamer at all, you would be a fool to pass up Monument Valley because that is the perfect, stuck on a plane for an hour circling, let me get some Monument Valley out of the way. You know.
Yeah.
And the plane's almost out of gas.
And the plane's almost out of gas. And the guy on the ground, problems. And the guy on the ground's pouring gas down the runway and trying to light it to show people where to go. And long story.
There are lights too.
Yeah.
Long story. That's Die Hard, right?
Die Hard 2, I believe.
Right.
Die Harder.
All right. What else you got, Eric?
That's all my tank. The short tank today.
That's okay.
But I'm gonna put the link to Monument Valley in here too, just in case anybody wants to check that out.
There's no worry in a short tank when Dory follows you.
That's true. Yes. Thank you for giving me. Yeah, well,
you have nothing to worry about.
How do you know?
If you would have put Dorf first, I would have just been like, well, I only guess for these two.
How do you know?
I know because almost every show we do, you say you leave about 10 on the floor, which means you have about 6,000 on the floor waiting to come out.
I had a lot of important meetings to go to this week, and I was learning how to use my new phone a lot. So I only have
in those important meetings.
So I don't have that many apps.
Could you give an update on that? Yeah. Since you might not have that many apps, I'm interested.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I hear.
By far best bang for the buck possible on a mobile phone experience. There is nothing even remotely close to being as satisfying with as little money being invested. Off contract kind of thing, because you can't get it on any contract in the US. The OS keeps getting better, more refined.
And for people who missed last episode, what do you got?
Oh, the OnePlus 1, or as I call it, the 2. Big phone, 5.5 compared to what I had. Big phone, feels really great in the hand. Weird, fuzzy like back that you really get used to because it doesn't slide out of your hand. Near perfection on operating system execution, even though these listeners have heard me badmouth CyanogenMod multiple occasions. This is pure CyanogenMod, aka done right. It's focused for the hardware. There's no bugs. There's no hiccups. There is no inconsistencies. There's no failings. There's no holes. There's no flaws. It's complete. This is like a Nexus device, but it's a CyanogenMod device.
So still going good then?
Still going perfect. No issues, no questions, no concerns. I've dropped it twice now, about 5 feet both times.
Get out of here.
Wow. Yeah, no case, no cover on the front.
Why'd you do that?
I know, dude, why?
Because I wanted to see what happened, because there was an accident.
Yeah, but you don't drop your phone.
It wasn't intentional. It was,
who does
it was, I have a backpack, 40 plus pounds. I have a laptop bag, another 5 to 8 pounds. I have a water bottle, 800 milliliters, my car keys, and then my phone.
Right.
And I don't have shirt pockets. Hey, I need more shirt pockets.
I got to say, I'm super happy that Chris Berry got.
He did?
The OnePlus 1.
Awesome. Yeah.
He ordered a black 64 gig. Yeah. Dude, I sent him the link. Okay, I'll say OnePlus One gave me an invite. So, and I did all the math, looked around, tried to find coverage in my area, and it's like, yeah, if I want to run this thing on EVDO 3G, maybe I can. I'd have a great time with it. So, I let Dor know, you know, and so by the time I got a hold of Chris Berry, there was 2 hours left.
Wow,
because your invite's only for 24 hours. And he was able to pull the trigger and get it done. So that's very cool.
That's excellent. That's great. He'll sell it in 2 weeks and go get an Apple device.
Now I think he needs to come on the show and tell us about it.
Good luck, sir.
I wonder if he bought two because it's really too cheap for him.
Yeah, exactly.
To only buy one.
Well, he'll have to lie to everyone and say it cost $700. but yeah, you're the booker, so you can make that happen. Supposedly any day now, the invite system is going to be discontinued. This is what I'm literally afraid of, people. They discontinue the invite process, end of life, this, and then they come out with the OnePlus 2 and make it $600 because they've had so much success with this one. That's what I'm afraid of.
If they come out with a 2 plus 1, maybe I'll go for it. Okay. I just want, if they could just throw a CDMA chip in there, that would be super.
I'm rooting for you, Eric. Got to get Eric a new phone.
Well, no, nothing will ever run on Verizon that's not sold by Verizon.
I don't have Verizon.
Well, I know, but you are a Verizon compatible network.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're never going to see it, Eric. But supposedly,
that's rude.
But supposedly the Nexus 6 is going to be on Verizon. Or the next Nexus.
The Nexus?
That would be worth waiting for. Don't put those thoughts in my head, though, because I don't want to wait for that.
Then just get on a jump plan.
Yeah.
And jump.
No, they don't have that. They don't have a plan with US Cellular. It's still the 2-year contract. You pay $300 for the phone. You don't pay an extra so much a month to buy it like T-Mobile's got, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's just really kind of weird.
Okay.
Man. I should just go to Swap and just start buying.
Why not?
Selling them.
Okay, this is my first app I'm going to bring here because I do have a lot of apps. I have family that I love that aren't my blood family, okay, who are in the real estate business. So I'm a little bit biased with this next following statement. I only trust this type of investment that I do with truly bona fide, qualified people coming from bona fide, qualified, and federally insured companies with good track records. And this comes down to buying a house. Okay. The app is called Home Snap Real Estate. This is what I learned tonight at dinner at Cracker Barrel with pancakes and bacon, was that this company made a deal with her parent company. Her parent company then gives it to her for free. It's a free app for me as well. But I now have a dedicated connection in this app to where I can send her messages about houses. But here's the real cool thing. I can go anywhere, load the app, GPS, pinpoint, and then the map will zoom out and it will show me every house that's for sale within a certain range. It doesn't have to be through her real estate agency or her system. It's basically any house that's for sale. Now, I just got it tonight, so I don't know if this is a feature in my phone or her phone, but on her app, she can literally walk up to any house, pull up her phone, take a picture. It will then tell her, when was this house on the market last? What was the tax records? How much was it sold for? What's the school district like? What's the all kinds of history about the house? This is the kind of app where if you're a modern day real estate agent and you do not have this kind of app, you're missing out. And if you are a new customer into the real estate market looking for a house, if you don't take advantage of this kind of app, I'm not going to say this app in particular, but this kind of app, you are losing so much information. And companies like Zillow, I don't think can match the level of detail you get with this kind of app, in my personal experience.
Jeez.
That's powerful. That's really cool.
Yeah, this app was unbelievably polished. I figured this is the first time I heard about the app. I'm going to look at it, and it's going to have some rough averages. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit hard. No. Butter frigging smooth. I was blown away at how well this app was.
Home Snap. It's pretty awesome.
Yep. And I have a dedicated line to her, so anytime I want, I can bug her about a house that's on the market.
Cool. You're going to buy a new house?
Since I have a family member involved with it, anytime something beneficial will come in the market where I'm not going to lose money here and I'm not going to overpay there, she will form me up and we will probably move.
Cool, man.
One wife. Cool. Yeah. I have my wife in the car game. I never know when I'm going to get a car. I have another family member in the real estate. Whenever it's beneficial for us, economically feasible, we're going to probably get a new house.
Sweet.
And I'm a husband.
The podcasting studio.
And I'm a husband that just goes along with it.
That's very manly of you.
Yeah, very. You got to pick your battle, Steve. Home Snap Real Estate was that app. Next, there's really not a lot that needs to be said about this app, period. So this is going to be a short review on this one. LastPass. LastPass Password Management Premier. Free to install. $1 a month gets you the subscription plan where you can take full advantage of this app. I'll say that. No password thing on the planet is perfect, period. Security and convenience are on opposite ends of an unbendable pole and they will never meet. This is a pretty convenient app that is very secure. The more convenient you make it via the settings, the less secure it is. The less convenient you make it in the settings, the more secure it is. You have to manage to where you're comfortable. I know I found my comfortable spot. This app will even record app logins. That's awesome.
Wow. App logins.
Yeah. I pull up, hypothetically, I could pull up my OneDrive app, Steve, and it would prompt me to put in my master password for password. I hit the button and it will automatically enter in the credentials.
Wow. How many terabytes do you have on your OneDrive?
One. On my Google Drive.
I think anybody who's ever had to go through the hassle of coming out of a identity theft incident would easily say it's worth $1 a month to have some security like this.
Well, big time.
And I see the real benefit to this app isn't that it keeps your password in a vault. It allows you to only rely on one master password. So you only have to remember one complicated password, and then you can have the app automatically create super complex passwords. You can then load the desktop client on your Windows, Mac, or Linux desktop once a week or so, load the app, load the data, save the export in a encrypted file on your local hard drive. LastPass could blow up. Your app on your phone will still work. The app on your desktop will still work. The app in your browser will still work.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, that's good.
Sounds like they got it pretty much licked.
Utterly. Yes. That was LastPass Password Manager Premium.
Are you laughing at utterly licked, Eric?
I am.
Utterly.
Of course I would, right?
I knew it. All right, what else you got, Dor?
Okay, this, I'm going to pull an Eric. Like I said, this is Doom redone. This is called Neon Shadow. First person, shoot, shoot, bang, bang, pop, pop. I'll say it's more kid-friendly in the sense of you're shooting robots. So you're walking around with a machine gun and a rocket launcher and a bazooka and what, but you're killing robots. So it's obviously kid friendly. No, it's more kid friendly, not great kid friendly. Single player campaign, never touched the intense multiplayer deathmatch aspect of it because I suck. Same device co-op on tablets. I can't picture my kids with any size tablet comfortably. One controlling one side of the tablet, one controlling the other without one ripping the other one away.
Right.
And just going crazy. But it really looked unbelievably well, even on my kid's lower end tablet. I was very impressed at how it looked.
Jeez. Screenshots look pretty damn good.
Yeah. Smooth, buttery, marginary smooth.
marginary.
Okay. Yeah. That was Neon Shadow. AKA Doom. Next one, it's almost a little Street Fighter-like. This one is called Shadow Fight 2. You fight, you great fighter. You go, you get turned into Shadow. Now you're a Shadow that fights, hence the name Shadow Fight 2. It's very button masher-esque side view battling, upgrades, learn new moves, get new weapons. Kill the guy as much as you can, but because it's a shadow, there's no blood flying away. So I kind of like that about the game for my children. This, I believe, was a fee. This was like $1.99, I think.
Wow, he looks evil.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, it's all like silhouette.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
It's all shadows. Yeah, this was free. Which means Neon Shadow was not free. The last game.
Great animation.
And Neon Shadow is 99 cents.
Thank you. Yeah, super cheap Neon Shadow. Yeah, this one, both of these were unbelievably smooth graphics. Really impressed me. Like I said a couple weeks ago, and I've got a couple pings since then, the level of graphical quality on Android games has literally started to surpass a lot of people's expectations, including mine.
Yeah, I would say.
Did you do like a Google play search for the word shadow or something?
Dor? No, I swear. Coincidence. It's coincidence, Eric. Okay. Pure whatever.
I was just trying to catch on.
I know.
Thought maybe I had something there.
There usually is some type of theme.
There usually is, but now I'm going to throw a complete wrench into that. Maybe. This is a link to a value-tech-inc.blogspot.com. My Lord, they need a new URL. Okay. Fallout 1 and 2 were very popular computer games, PC games, desktop games. Okay. This, we talked about ARCHON. Running your Android apps in your Chrome browser on Windows, Mac, and Linux. This is now the inverse. If you're really dedicated, it takes a little bit of work to do, but you can get Fallout 1 or Fallout 2 running on your Android device using DOSBox Turbo. Everything I've looked up and I've seen for this, I was blown away at how well it looked like the game was running. I just found this to be very interesting. Full PC games running in DOS emulator on your Android device.
Just, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I just thought it's cool. Just cool. Just go look at it. I don't expect anyone to do it, but it's...
Where is it at again?
Value-tech-inc.
Vault.
Vault. Sorry. Eyes. Bad. That's my excuse.
Vault-tech. T-E-C. Why don't they just do it? If they should just do a Google search for Play Fallout on Android.
Yeah.
It'll come up.
Yeah, you should get this. And if you get something else, it's probably better documented. I'll just say. Okay. Quick one here. Stupid camera app. I like stupid camera apps that make my kids giggle. This one is called Ninja. Basically allows you to take pictures and randomly insert ninjas into the picture. Why? Ninjas are cool. Unlike pirates, you never see them. And they don't need a boat to get around. So I'm just saying, ninjas, cool.
You can put ninja masks on people too, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mask or ninjas or just throwing stars in like a tree or something. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Okay. Now this one is honestly, guys, completely different. This is super niche, but I had to announce it because I think it's a little bit revolutionary in the sense of Tasker. Everyone in the planet who uses Tasker to a degree hated it. Some people got over that hate and learned to use it. For everyone else on the planet, like me, we hate Tasker. But we fully acknowledge the power of Tasker. Tasker is one of those super multitasking applications that we just don't comprehend. Well, step in Auto Apps. Auto Apps is a freely installable, monthly reoccurring fee application. You have to get a subscription in the app, which is like $1.30 a month. It's not expensive, but you get unlimited access to custom Tasker profiles, actions, events, triggers, things to help simplify your usage of Tasker. So if you email me and I tell you, well, I don't know how to do that, Tasker could probably do it. Getting a subscription through this will definitely make your job of finding what you need to do much easier.
It's pretty cool. They kind of capitalized on the complexity of Tasker.
Yeah. Somebody needed to, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Pretty awesome.
Okay. I'm going to shave a couple off here, but I also had to mention, and that was Auto Apps, AutoApps.
Okay.
I had to bring this one only because I truly believe this is going to be a inbred, baked-in feature of Android sooner or later, probably sooner versus later. This is called Loki. I'm going to guess it's Loki, like Thor Loki. Smart Unlocker, L-O-K-I. I'm calling it Loki. I don't care. For people who like having security on their phone, a.k.a. locking their screen with pins and secret stuff and this and that, secret that, don't want it to always lock, you can have your device not have a lock screen when you're either selected to certain Wi-Fi networks or when you're paired with certain Bluetooth devices. So hypothetically, you Bluetooth connect to your car. You never want to enter your lock code in your car. This app can disable your lock screen when you're secured with that Bluetooth connection.
That is so smart. Sometimes I have to go into my settings and say turn screen time screen timeout off because it's in the car. And I thought about getting an RFID tag just for that one reason. This is smart. I like it.
Yeah, there's the kind of thing where I swear in less than a year and a half, this should be baked into Google, into Android, because it just makes too much sense. Now it's
$3.
Yeah, and that was called Loki Smart Unlocker, $2.99. Get it while the getting's good before it costs $18. Unless you're a guy from the Northwest, then you don't worry about it. Okay, last app on the damn's gonna throw out there. And I'm only speaking of this app because I do think there is certain relevance to us on the show. Us here on the show, aka Steve. I constantly ask Steve to do things for me as a person and as a friend, he sometimes feels obligated to do it, but we both agree. Sometimes I just need to pay him money because what I'm asking him to do is a little bit too time intensive or just something he doesn't really enjoy doing. This is something that might help you out there if you have the same kind of dilemma thing where you want to make an agreement with somebody, but you don't want to go crazy and hire a lawyer and do other things.
Oh, cool.
This is called Shake App. S-H-A-K-E. Oh, my God. S-H-A-K-E space app. Shake App.
Oh, so good. I've needed this so many times.
And this allows you, via your mobile platform, to make agreements with other people and make, like, quote-unquote, digital contracts. I'm not going to say these are court worthy and you don't need this and you don't need a lawyer when you use this app. I'm not going to say that kind of thing because I'm not foolish, but I think this is a really smart idea. Digital contracts.
Yeah. So if something were to come up, you would have something over nothing.
Yes. So,
which is very helpful.
Yes. Something is always better than nothing. Unless it's Ebola. And I will say, if you go to shakelaw.com, that's their website where they talk about it. So they've literally looking at this from a very legal aspect. I'm not going to comment on the validity, the absolution, the whatever of it, because I know laws are different everywhere we go. For instance, I can put an ice cream cone in my back pocket and not get arrested. Some people can't do that.
Really?
Yeah. Texas on Sunday, if you put an ice cream cone in your back pocket, you can get arrested.
On Sunday?
Only on Sunday.
Well, yeah. The heck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hell you think you're doing?
It's this wacky world we live in. And yes, I am leaving like 5 apps on the floor.
That's cool.
Good tank door. I got one more that I think you meant to bring, but you didn't. Can I bring it real quick?
Yeah. Bring it.
The Humble Mobile Bundle 9 just came out. And it came out yesterday or today. And it's only up to $3.25 for 6 games currently, but there will be more games added to it as it goes along. And then if you just throw in your email address, there's a free game called Devil's Attorney that comes that you get totally for free without even buying any of the other Humble Bundle games.
Leo's Fortune, that looks cool.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Leo's Fortune looks, it's all fuzzy and with a big mustache. It's neat.
Yes, but don't just zoom past Eric mentioning that game, Devil's Attorney. First off, the name Devil's Attorney should make you say, what? That was the game that literally made me say, okay, fine. I'll get this one free game and I'll get the rest of the games too.
Devil's
Attorney. It's crazy. Because it's a turn-based strategy game set in the 80s. You're with me, bro. In the 80s. You're a defense attorney who that is very high on charm, but very low in moral fiber. That alone made me want to play it.
That's perfect, yeah. It sounds like most attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all. Like the prerequisites for attorneys.
Max McMahon is his name.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's at humblebundle.com/mobile.
Yep. Humble Bundle, pay what you want, send the money to where you want to. I sent huge percentage of my money to charity. I sent a small amount towards Humble Tip, and I sent nearly nothing to the developers.
Why?
Because I give developers this, and this is going to be one of the contests we have in the Android AppX. How much money have I given developers via Google Play? I've given a lot of money, Steve.
Okay.
When I have the chance to have it go towards charity, kids playing video games, I'm all for it. Child's Play, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Cool, man. Great tanks, fellas. If you want to get the app rundown of everything we discussed this week, just go to podnuts.com/AAAclub. Join the club. You'll get emailed every Friday from straight from Doors, whatever he sends it from. All right, let's see if you guys want to say anything before we end off this show. And we will start with the door-to-door geek.
You will get the email straight from my laptop on Friday. Steve, seriously, I thank you. I'm going to be missing a show here maybe in a couple weeks because of OLF. And I will say, everyone who can make it out to OLF, thank you. Steve and Eric, I'm really, not happy that I'm not going to see you guys there. That's okay. You know, I'm a man. I'll just wait and see you another week on Google Hangouts. You know,
I might go next.
We do year. Need to do another meetup of some sort, you know, for everybody, not just ourselves, but
Tampa.
The Tampa meetup sounds so good, really, because it snowed the other day when I was on my way to cleaning up, doing a cleanup of the local highway. And we have an Adopt the Highway program.
Yeah.
And it snowed on my windshield on the way to that.
I ain't gonna lie. Dude. Just between us here on this live show, not to the listeners, you guys, you listeners, just fast forward a minute. I was seriously considering thinking about having a meetup in Buffalo, New York, and just like wedding crash Sean Johnson, like be outside of his work one day. Yay! Just to scare him.
That would
and
be
then
cool.
Go have wings.
Too cold.
That would be really
it would
good.
Be too cold.
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that would be good.
We would literally need like portable heaters and coats.
Tampa. Anytime.
Well, you schedule when Kevin McLaughlin's going to be there, and then that's a double good deal there.
You hear that, Kevin? Let me know when you're coming down, and we'll make the whole Podnuts meet up in Tampa.
That was another one I forgot. Did you see that picture of Kevin McLaughlin looking sharp in that Android App Addicts hoodie? In Arizona. No. He was in Arizona wearing a hoodie. That's a man. That is a man.
The ghetto.
Got to watch out for scorpions. Yeah. I got to check that out. I did not see that. Kevin.
I didn't either.
I'm surprised.
Don't worry, Kevin. I love you.
George got your back.
You're a truck driver, so it's in a very manly fashion. You know, I don't even hug you. I just give you a look. Yeah. You know?
Just talk like Snowman and Smokey and the Bandit.
Shepherd's the lost sheep. Shepherd's the lost sheep. I don't know. That was Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know.
All right. Eric, what do you want to say to the folks before we end off?
Oh, I miss you guys next week already.
Oh,
but
man.
You finally, we went 2 weeks without an app developer. So that trend will quickly die. And we will be back to app developers every week.
Sounds good. Sounds good. But we got a chance to catch up on some emails, so that's good.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to keep tabs on what I'm doing, head over to stevecherubino.com. I offer services there. Or if you want to hear the latest podcast I'm doing besides this one, the only other show I do currently is The Producer Podcast, where I interview dance music producers and DJs from around the world, literally. I never know where these guys are going to be calling me from on a week-to-week basis. And I just ask them how they became big, what they're doing in the studio, how they make their music, all kinds of cool stuff. So if you like EDM, you'll like that show. That's going to be it for the Android App Addicts podcast for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next time.